Chapter 19. The Child at the Brookside.
"Thou wilt love her dearly," repeated Hester Prynne, as she and the minister sat watching little Pearl. "Dost thou not think her beautiful? And see with what natural skill she's made those simple flowers adorn her. Had she gathered pearls and diamonds and rubies in the wood, they could not have become her better. She is a splendid child. But I know whose brow she has."
"Dost thou know, Hester," said Arthur Dimmesdale with an unquiet smile, "that this dear child, tripping about always at thy side, hath caused me many an alarm? Methought, oh, Hester, what a thought is that, and how terrible to dread it, that my own features were partly repeated in her face, and so strikingly that the world might see them. But she is mostly thine."
"No, no. Not mostly," answered the mother with a tender smile. "A little longer, and thou needest not be afraid to trace whose child she is. But how strangely beautiful she looks, with those wildflowers in her hair. It is as if one of the fairies whom we left in our dear old England had decked her out to meet us."
It was with a feeling which neither of them had ever before experienced that they sat and watched Pearl's slow advance. In her was visible the tie that united them. She had been offered to the world, these 7 years past, as the living hieroglyphic in which was revealed the secret they so darkly sought to hide. All written in this symbol, all plainly manifest, had there been a prophet or magician skilled to read the character of flame, and Pearl was the oneness of their being. Be the foregone evil what it might, how could they doubt that their earthly lives and future destinies were conjoined when they beheld at once the material union and the spiritual idea in whom they met and were to dwell immortally together? Thoughts like these, and perhaps other thoughts, which they did not acknowledge or define, threw an awe about the child as she came onward.
"Let her see nothing strange, no passion, nor eagerness, in thy way of accosting her," whispered Hester. "Our Pearl is a fitful and fantastic little elf sometimes. Especially she is seldom tolerant of emotion when she does not fully comprehend the why and wherefore. But the child hath strong affections. She loves me and will love thee."
"Thou canst not think," said the minister, glancing aside at Hester Prynne, "how my heart dreads this interview and yearns for it. But in truth, as I already told thee, children are not readily won to be familiar with me. They will not climb my knee, nor prattle in my ear, nor answer to my smile, but stand apart and eye me strangely. Even little babes, when I take them in my arms, weep bitterly. Yet Pearl, twice in her little lifetime, hath been kind to me. The first time thou knowest it well. The last was when thou ledst her with thee to the house of yonder stern old governor.
And thou didst plead so bravely in her behalf and mine," answered the mother. "I remember it, and so shall little Pearl. Fear nothing. She may be strange and shy at first, but will soon learn to love thee.